6:30? Okay. I'd like to call this meeting of the Sylvania City Council Zoning and Annexation Committee to order. I'm Doug Hanum, I'm the chair of the Annexation and Zoning Committee. We have with us this evening other members of the committee, Katie Cappellini, Sandy Hussman, and Mark Lukey. We also have other members of council present, President of Council Mary Westfall, Mark Fry, and Jason Mishka. Mayor Stow is present, along with our law director, Leslie Brinning, and other members of our administration, including Toby Schreier, Chief Rodas, and Bill Sanford. Lots of members of the public, and representative of the Fourth Estate as well. So let me start by giving a little background into what we're doing here this evening. We originally, when I say we, the City of Sylvania originally received application number ZA-2-2014 on April 29th, 2014 to change. The petitioner was DJF Properties Limited, the filing was made by his attorney, Jerry Parker. Mr. Parker is here this evening, and we'll have an opportunity to address council. The matter was referred to the Municipal Planning Commission, which reviewed the petition on June 11th, 2014, and the Municipal Planning Commission recommended the change of the zoning from R2 to B2. We had a public hearing on the proposed change on July 21st, 2014. And at that time, I suspect some of you who are here now were at that meeting back in July of 2014. And I'll summarize the adverse comments, and we had significant adverse comments to the zoning change. And the comments fell into a number of categories. I think the single most repeated comment was that the traffic on Acres would not support, was already insane, I think was the word I heard from a couple of people, that it was difficult to, everybody will have a chance to talk, but right now I get the microphone for a little bit, and I'm a politician, so I need the microphone. So put up with me for a minute. But we definitely heard that traffic was difficult to deal with, turning onto and off of Acres from Alexis and to Alexis, and that there were concerns about additional traffic loading that would accompany the change in zoning from residential to commercial. We also heard a significant comment about there being other businesses available or other business sites, commercial sites available in the immediate area of this proposed zoning change, and that a number of the neighbors would prefer to see commercial redevelopment occur rather than expanded commercial development in the residential area. We also had some comments about changing the nature of the neighborhood, I think that pretty much sums up in the types of comments that we had. And when you have an opportunity to comment, we're going to give everybody an opportunity to comment tonight. We do have limited time. But I want you to keep, please keep in mind that, I know members of council are all very aware of those issues. We have also received numerous emails, letters. I know, I've gotten a number of phone calls. Others have talked with me personally about this, about these specific concerns. So, I don't want to cut anybody off. I really don't. But we only have an hour. And so if you have additional comments, other things, other than those, I would urge you to do those. And maybe what I'll try and do is, when we begin to take adverse comments to the zoning, I'll try and get, maybe even take them by a show of hands, have people talk about things that they're concerned about, so that we can expedite that. Coming out of that public hearing, we had a request from the petitioner to postpone further action on the zoning request while they explored some other alternatives. I don't know exactly what came of those, but we recently received a request from the petitioner that we again move forward and consider this. The reason we're specifically having this Zoning and Annexation Committee meeting is for the benefit of council to hear again, to revisit this. We're actually, the issue is ripe for decision now. We didn't have to have this hearing, but I thought it would be appropriate to allow you all to feel you had an opportunity to be here and be heard, and make sure that we hadn't forgotten what you told us last time you were here, and also to give members of council an opportunity to hear again the advantages and the concerns with this zoning request. So with that as the background, Mr. Parker, I wondered if you would feel comfortable addressing council about the proposal and why you think this is appropriate.
Doug, if I could interrupt for just a moment. The signal that you're hearing is not a weather alert. That's an amber alert that's coming through the dispatcher's office, so that you don't need to be concerned about a thunderstorm or a tornado warning or anything. Amber alert.
It may also be coming from cell phones if you have an amber light or app on your phone.
Thank you.
For the record, I'm Jerry Parker, attorney for the record property owner, which is DJF Properties. With me this evening as the owner of that LLC is Mr. Donald Finnegan. As has been indicated, there was a postponement of the last meeting before you some time ago for the purpose of investigating some alternatives, one of which was the acquisition of some more property in this quadrant or in this area for the purposes of redeveloping it in a larger scheme. You may hear various responses to that proposal or the proposals by Mr. Finnegan, but he offered to buy certain properties. Some of the people didn't want to sell under any condition. Some people wanted to sell at a price that was just not feasible for Mr. Finnegan. So with that, not being a reality or not being able to be realized in terms of putting something else in that whole area, which compromised about 5 acres, we went back to this particular piece of property, which constitutes a little bit over 1 acre. Some important facts are here, despite what you're going to hear in opposition. This particular parcel is not in a neighborhood. It's on the corner. It's on the corner of Acres and Alexis. No traffic that goes into this property right now, or once it's redeveloped, hopefully as a medical office building, will be going through the neighborhood. Secondly, this is not, in our opinion, a residential area. I don't have to tell members of council, directly across the street is a dental office. That's what we want to do across the street. No one would build a single family home on this area, on this acre right now, if those homes there now would be demolished or taken down. It's not a residential acreage. It's on the corner of Alexis and Acres. The reason we believe it will be successful, whether or not other properties are successful or not, is because it has a light. I don't have to tell you that. The light is a very strong advantage to having this property developed for a medical office building. And what's nice about that, it will actually generate less traffic than three homes that are now there that travel day and night, 7 days a week. The medical office building will be 5 days a week, closed on Saturday and Sunday, with minimal traffic. And it will be a nice looking building. The development of this parcel, as all of you know, will be subject to site plan approval, landscaping approval, the installation of sidewalks. Somebody says there's no sidewalks there. Of course not. It's not been redeveloped. Sidewalks would be required to go down Acres and go down Alexis. So I also have for you a letter of intent or a letter of interest from a broker who's had, I mean, we're not, this is not an academic exercise. We've had real interest in this property for an office development, most is certainly a medical office, but nobody's really serious until the zoning is obtained. One other thing is, I don't have to tell you, the Planning Commission recommended approval. There's a reason for that. They are your so-called experts when it comes to land use. They looked at the corner. They looked at the fact that it is Alexis and Acres, and they decided quite rightly that it is a commercial corner and recommended that it be rezoned. That's in front of you. Now, if you're going to make zoning decisions based upon how many people are against it and how many people are for it, we really don't need this body. We really don't need a zoning administrator. We don't need a planning commission. We just say, have a show of hands, how many against it, show of hands, how many for and we're done. That's not how we do land use decisions. We do it on the basis of recommendations from your plan commission. Those recommendations are not to be taken lightly. And in this case, it's recommended for approval. Once again, we are not in the neighborhood, okay? We are not accessing the neighborhood. Our traffic will not be going into the neighborhood. This will be over $1.5 million invested in this corner, which will improve the market value of everybody in this particular area. But you have an investment of dollars. It'll look nicer aesthetically than it does now. And it'll have less traffic, and quite frankly, have less of a chance of being a nuisance than have three single family homes there over which there's no control over who rents it and who's there. Unfortunately, Mr. Finnegan has taken great pride in the homes that are there and has been conscientious in terms of who he rents to. I don't think the neighbors have any objection to the people that are there or causing any disturbances or the manner in which he's kept those homes, and that's to his credit. But this is a commercial site. And we would like to see it developed as an entrance to the city, as a medical office building, no different than the one across the street of Acres. There is no distinguishing characteristic of this property from that property. And we're asking you to treat us equally, just as the Planning Commission did. And that concludes my remarks, unless you have any questions. Thank you.
Okay, we're now going to move, we're now going to take, well, first, is there anyone else who wants to speak in favor of this development?
Oh, no.
Okay, let me have a show of hands. How many of you here are concerned with the traffic impact that this zoning change would have? Okay. How many of you here are concerned about the aesthetic impact on the neighborhood? What was the other comment I made? How many of you would prefer to see the other commercial properties in the area developed before this were Now, and I really don't want to cut anybody, I don't want to cut you off, but keep in mind that we understand those points, okay? Understand and that you almost uniformly share those. With that in mind, I'm going to invite those of you who want to comment on in opposition to the zoning change to raise your hand. I'll recognize you and we'll invite you to come to the podium, give your name and your address, and I'm not going to impose a specific time limit, but I'd ask you to be respectful of your neighbors who want to speak and respectful of the fact that we know at least those three concerns. We're very well aware of those. So I think you were the first hand I saw up. If you could please come forward.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth Ippolito, and I live right next door to the properties he wants to build. I've lived there now. I bought the house from Mr. Bennett, Robert Bennett, who he wanted to build a Burger King there, and nobody would sell, so he built across the street. He didn't bother people. But what I'm saying is, I'm not for it, and Mr. Finnegan does not keep those properties well, because all his crazy trees and brush is coming into my yard. He doesn't take care of them. I don't care what his lawyer says. I live next door. We take care of our yard. Sure, they have lawn service, whatever, but I don't want it there. I'm in the neighborhood. That's my neighborhood. Those three houses are me. My backyard leads the back of the whole thing. Mr. Finnegan has told us, well, get ready. We're going to put floodlights up, and we're going to tear, like, bullying us or something. But I'm just trying to make my neighborhood look nice, too. I don't think it's going to be good for anything there. Why? Because Mr. Finnegan bought these three properties, and now he doesn't want to keep them anymore, so he wants to sell them for something else. That's all I got to say is I'm in that neighborhood. I live right next door. He's tried to buy my house numerous times on the weirdest days, on a Sunday, thinking that I'm just going to buy. He came to our house one time with a stack of papers like this. He's like, here, we'll give you this much. Sign them. And I'm like, what is he? This is our home. This is my home. Live there, my kids are raised there, whatever. I'm not asking for you guys to feel sorry for me or anything, but I'm not gonna ever be for it. I will not ever sell him my house, my property. I don't want it there. I'm right there. That's my neighborhood. I'm right next door to all three of those houses. There's another house there. It's a neighborhood. I'm telling you, you guys know if you drive by. Are open. They're so empty. How many more? Just, I don't know, that's all I got to say. Please help us, you got, we vote for you guys so you can help us, right? You're Sylvania people. I vote for you and I will continue. It's not like I'm saying if you don't, but I still will because I live in Sylvania. I will, I promise you, because I've lived here a long time, so I do vote, and that's all I got to say.
Thank you.
I'm not my neighborhood.
Matt, come up.
My name is Kathy Campbell. I live on Sunrise Circle South, which is at the far end of Acres down by the state line, but I do use that intersection on a daily basis. One thing I noticed when the attorney was speaking, he's now saying that it's going to be a medical building. Last year when we were going through all this, he was talking about it being a Starbucks or a Verizon or some other type of business. I'm not sure when that changed. I guess I have no idea whether that's going to change again. So do we have any kind of idea what is actually going to be in that location?
Let me address that question for you. Okay. The change is a request in zoning from R2 to B2, mm-hmm. and if we approve the zoning change, any of the B2 uses could be there. That's the reality. This is not, it means almost any general business.
So it could be a bar or a liquor store or?
Forget if B2, if, I'm not sure, bar, but.
It could be a restaurant.
It could be a restaurant.
So it could be a restaurant?
Could be a restaurant.
That makes a big difference.
Could be a lot of different things.
He's saying that whatever they put in is going to affect traffic.
I don't want to, the point is, this is not a planned development. It's an outright zoning change. The use that, you're right, that the, today's use may not be tomorrow's use. You're absolutely right about that.
I mean, in all honesty, the document that is there right now isn't a problem.
Okay, please, I don't hear that well, so I need you to hold, I need you to let her speak and keep it down so I can hear.
Kathy, could you say that last part again, please?
The doctor's office that is there now isn't a problem. And in all honesty, if it were going to be a doctor's office in that location, I would have less of a problem. I'm not saying I'm for it by any means, because God knows we have plenty of doctor's office space. My goodness, we've got Starlight Plaza that's just become one major doctor's office. But I think we would need to know what is going to go there. That makes a huge, huge difference. I mean, these people don't want people driving through their, down their streets at 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning.
No.
If it's something that would just be a simple 9 to 5, that would be bad, but that would be better. No, I know you still don't want it. I don't want it either. Well, yeah.
Okay, please, go ahead, finish your comment.
Yeah, but these people that are here that own the property, they don't live in this community. I know, they're trying to turn a quick buck. But we don't want them to do that at our expense.
Okay, thank you.
Mike Manzano, I live at 5630 Balfour, which is corner of Reno and Balfour, and then a bus up to two of the properties that he wants to turn over to, you know, to something to do something else with. I've sent a couple emails, and I talked last time that, we know the long-range plan maybe was to change that area to something that could be a nice gateway to the city of Sylvania at some point. And maybe doctor's offices might be okay, but that's a maybe. And then he also stated that that he offered everybody something. He, if you don't know, he also owns two other properties on the other side of the block. Okay, so he just doesn't own the three, he owns the other two, which I think he probably wants to eventually move something there too. But he approached us initially once, and we said, well, we might be willing to sell because our kids are getting older, four-bedroom house, we might be interested. I happened to have surgery right after that, so couldn't get back to him. And he had a neighbor that he was buying the house next door to me on the other side of the block, call me and say, you better sell or he won't buy my property, through intimidation and through, coercion, trying to get me to sell. I mean, this neighbor said, now, I don't know if he told the neighbor or not, which he might not have, but the neighbor's just probably making this up. But he said, I'm going to turn this into low-income housing if I have to get you to sell, So, intimidation, I'm open to business. I work for a company that caters to businesses, and we want to, we're open to it. We know things have to change in the future, and we know that. But he never offered anything. Over the fence then, after he ended up buying the property, after saying that he wouldn't buy the property, he ended up buying the property anyways, he told me that he was he was just talking to my wife over the fence, and my wife just threw out a huge number, you know? You know, just to see what reaction was going to happen. And he scoffed at that number and said, you'll never get that. And my wife said, well, that's kind of what we want. We want to be part of the, you know, part of the, what you're going to get out of this whole thing, too. We want our share of it, too. And, but he never came back after that. We have not talked to him once since that time. He's never come back to us. All he's saying, he's tried to get us, he tried to do stuff, but he has not. Now, the other point of the neighborhood, being a neighborhood, a lot of people walk. We have lots of people walking by our house on Randall, which abuts that property and goes off Acres. People walk in that neighborhood. People are out at night. People walk over to the fast food places, walk over to Rite Aid. There's walkers in there. There's kids riding their bikes up and down Randall, which is right next to all that property. It's just an area that is vibrant. I mean, people are out. People, neighbors talk to each other. We know our neighbors. So, it's, unless you develop the whole area, you know, it doesn't make any sense to do partial or something like that. Our house is an 1897 house. It was the original farmhouse for the whole area back there. So it does have some, you know, significance to it. And we've raised our kids in that house, too. So I just want to consider, you know, again, it's still a neighborhood, even though they say it isn't. There's a lot of people go up and down the street right next to where the so-called commercial is going to be. So I just ask that you keep that consideration, because he said it's not a commercial. Well, it is, because people walk by there all the time. There's people, you just, if you come in the neighborhood and see it at night, you'll see people out and about. So I appreciate the reconsider this. You know, we know there's a long-range plan that maybe, yes, those two blocks need to be developed, but partial is not going to work. It's just not going to work. It's just not part of the neighborhood. So I appreciate your time.
Thank you. Sure.
My name is Rich Lewandowski. I live in Sunrise Circle South. That's on the extreme north end by State Line Road. The question I had, the attorney Solek, when he said that your planning commission deemed this to be reasonable. Now, is your planning commission one gentleman or is it several gentlemen?
It's five.
Now, have they been in the area to see, have they talked to any of the neighbors? Do they live in the neighborhood, or are they just making this as a random?
Well, let me tell you how the planning commission works. The planning commission is a group of individuals that have a degree of expertise and experience in evaluating land use purposes. They review the petitions, and they do that, and they take into account the existing uses in the area, the land use plan, and those other items. They are very familiar with the community and with these and with this particular. I'm sure they're very familiar with this particular property. Their meetings are public. They meet regularly, every time, every month, and they met and considered this and recommended that. The final authority, though, to make any zoning change doesn't rest with the zoning, with the planning commission. It rests with city council. Recommendation from the planning commission in order for us to, in order for council can override it with five votes. It's a supermajority to override it. But honestly, most of the decisions that this council makes are we don't have a lot of close votes. We usually work pretty well by consensus.
So when they do the evaluation, they look at the fact that there's several vacant buildings, one a couple
absolutely.
Hundred yards away?
Absolutely. And I suspect that had very little impact on the decision of planning
right.
commission
which,
because
this, well,
it's
this
not.
This could come up in a couple of years from now. This could be vacant as well.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. Let me answer your question. Okay. They evaluate the parcel based on the appropriate land use of that parcel, not the fact that other parcels located on Alexis to the east are changing and then various degrees of economic success.
The only thing I would object to is that it may not be his neighborhood, it's our neighborhood, and we know that's a neighborhood, so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, late, one of both of you come up and one can follow the other.
My name's Debbie Cook and I live on Delbrook Drive. And if we look at it as a community, not only do we have Major Magic's empty, all these things around our neighborhood empty, but right across the street you have doctor's offices that are sitting empty. You have that strip mall that went across Centennial. There's numerous places. As a Sylvania, growing up in Sylvania, living in Sylvania my whole life, this is not the image I want for my community. It's a blight-ridden community, and that's what we're heading towards. And I can understand you're, you know, buying property and trying to make a living and redeveloping, but obviously the zoning committee is making mistakes all around because that's what our community is looking like. And that's not what I would like to see out of Sylvania.
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Carol Thabit, and I live on Acres 5742. I know time is of the essence this evening, so I've made some notes, and I have actually 5 points I'd like to make and questions. The first one is, does this person that would like to develop this property live in Sylvania?
I have no idea.
Okay. Number two, I'd like to know if there has been a traffic study done at all.
There is not.
On Acres Road and Monroe Street. And my concern is not only just with traffic, but also with emergency vehicles. Living on Acres Road, I hear a constant noise of sirens all day long. Does anyone else know?
Oh, yeah.
Sirens continually. And I would be concerned if I had an emergency where the fire department needed to get to my house through all that traffic.
You're talking about the existing traffic today.
I'm talking about the existing traffic today.
Okay.
And more commercial businesses would bring additional traffic. It's also difficult to turn, if you want to make a left turn onto Acres Road from Alexis, usually when the light turns and you have to allow for the oncoming traffic, one car might get through, if you're lucky. If you're lucky. I mean, whether this goes through or not, a left turn arrow is definitely in need at that corner. There has been no traffic study done. Is that a consideration that council would make?
Some of us might take that into account.
Would you do that at the request of the citizens?
Well, we're here to have... there is no traffic study, so to the extent that that's just a fact.
Also, the attorney said that the access to the businesses would not be in the neighborhood. Now, I don't know if this is true, but I had heard that the access to the whatever this commercial building is going to be would have to come into Acres and then into the building. What is the fact on that?
We don't have a site plan for this property, so how they would access this isn't part of this consideration.
Okay, so you don't know then whether the parking would be accessed from Alexis Road or whether they would be coming down Acres and down some of those other streets.
I think it's probably reasonable to assume it would come off of Acres, but again, that we do not have. We don't have a site use plan before us.
But that's to the point that we made earlier about we don't know what would go there. That means that multiple things could go there.
But until we see that plan, we can't say where the traffic will go.
Right, so there's a lot of unknown in that.
There is.
That's part of the concern of the citizens, I think, is that there's a lot of unknown issues. And he mentioned that less traffic would be generated. I don't know how that could be. If you have a residential home, you have one, two, maybe three cars. A commercial business is definitely going to have more people coming there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir.
I'm John Sutton, live at 5742 Balfour. I was born in the house we live in, 59-year resident of Savannah. Grandfather was a barber on Main Street in the 50s. But anyways, we are a neighborhood, we're a strong neighborhood. The majority of the people back here have been there at least 40 years. We're not a transient neighborhood, we're not a new neighborhood. We're old established. Savannah City of Trees, looked down Alexis Road, I remember younger trees. Now it's barren desert. To change, we have to stop the change at some point. Everything keeps creeping up. I don't believe you would want something like that in your front yard. The curb cuts cannot go into Alexis Road, not between that section. They're not going to add another light. We know it's going to come back into the neighborhood. And they bought properties on the other side towards the neighborhood from Randall. So once this changes, it's going to keep creeping back into our neighborhood. We just don't want it.
Thank you. Anyone else have something to add? Yes.
Hi, I'm Mary Thayer. I live at 5727 Balfour. And as the gentleman everyone else has stated, this is a neighborhood. I've lived there 28 years. Prior to that, I lived on Monroe Street where the courthouse is. And the council decided they wanted that property. And so they could develop it. So they took it over by eminent domain.
No, that's not accurate.
Excuse me.
The city did not take those properties by eminent domain. They went to the owners, offered them a fair price, and they were sold. Don't change history on us.
Okay. Well, excuse me for that error. But anyways, we were totally at that point. It can be as pretty as you want. Would you guys sell Feeney Park and let them put something in there? You know, let's go on and bring on more car parts. Or, you know, would you like the smell of French fries in your backyard? You know, would you like dump trucks being dumping their garbage at night when you're trying to get your baby down to sleep? Is these things that you would consider really enjoyable to hear in a neighborhood? It's our neighborhood. And they can buy up properties. If he didn't want houses, he should have looked around somewhere else instead of just in our area. Because they were cheap properties, that's why he bought them. We have kids coming down, those small kids coming up and down the roads on Balfour on Randall. And we have people cutting acres because you have speed bumps on acres. They don't want to go through speed bumps. So they hit Randall, they go Balfour, and they go 40, 45, 50 miles an hour down there so they can just cut out the speed bumps to get up to wherever they're going. That's a real problem. Because we have a lot of children on Balfour. And I'm always watching because I'm always afraid that someone is going to step out in front of one of those cars that are speeding through there and get killed. So if he has nothing
else... Well, I see Chief Rhodes is taking notes about that.
Well, I hope so, because we've called them about a speed machine all the time, and we've called the police all the time about that.
If you could direct your comments to the zoning change, I'd appreciate it.
Well, the zoning change to me is a big mistake. I think it would, like they had said prior, it will creep, it will come back. They did it for Delbrook, and if McDonald's took it over, the dentist took the corner, one house, one business at a time, it will creep, and it will affect all of us. We are a neighborhood. That's 25, 30-year people, 49 years, you see, and I just think that it's a... It just boils down to me, to money. This is all this is about, and I hope you're not willing to sell out.
Thank you. Before we take more comments, I think what we've, in addition to the three things that I think you've expanded by talking about concerns about use, concerns about traffic, about the lack of a traffic study, concerns about if you will, commercial creep in the area, in addition to the other things. Now, if there is somebody who has, and I think we have a very good understanding that you're opposed to this development. Now, if you have something else that we haven't considered, let's hear.
My name is Jan Drinker. I live at 5768 Belfour, and there is something, because you know what? There is no infrastructure back there. You guys redid Acres, you put in new sewers and everything. There are no sewers back in that back neighborhood. And you can ask the people that work for the city. They were back there when we had all these rains every day cleaning out. They still have open ditch drains over on Cushman, okay? And those guys, I run every morning, and every morning they were over there pulling stuff out of there to make sure that that was running. They had up high water signs on Acres up near the Green Haven or whatever. You couldn't even drive up there because it was flooded. So now we're going to put in some more property. We're going to blacktop over all that, put another big building in there. They're going to take out that green space, and still, then we're stuck with what? All that backing up into our neighborhood. Now, when they did our street, when they took Belfour and they came and they repaved that, they graded down the intersections. They graded down nothing else. When I put my driveway in, I had to buy coal patch because my driveway sat that much higher than the street so that I didn't have that big bump coming out of my street, out of my driveway. Now that thing sits like this, I have water in my driveway. Everybody up and down that block has water in their driveway. So what's going to happen when you put a commercial property up here and now all of a sudden we have no sewers, we have nothing down there, we have no sidewalks? Okay, that's why everyone is in the street. There are no sidewalks back there. We have a very narrow, barely two cars can pass. You have to drive on someone's lawn. And so now you're going to tell me that you're going to bring a bunch more traffic back in there and you're going to blacktop over a whole other acre or better of land, right? So didn't you already have a problem with where you blacktopped over all up in by St. Joseph's? That you got so much runoff now you're having problems? So what happens to us? Does anybody care about our property values and what happens to our homes? I mean, seriously. You're just going to keep letting people go and put things in. Are there any plans for you to ever do anything about improving the drainage on our street? We have one thing at the end of the street, and it's gravity-fed that all the water has to run down there.
That is an important issue.
Have we done any kind of study on how this would affect?
We do have the city crews up there helping with your drainage issue.
I understand it. They had to do a whole new drainage.
Let's talk about a couple of different things. The one lady before you talked about speed bumps. That is a neighborhood petition issue. If you'd like speed humps on these parallel roads.
No, we don't want speed bumps. What we wanted was people to stop racing up there. No, what we asked for was the police to bring out the thing that shows.
Let the mayor. Let the mayor speak.
But that's not what we asked for. We didn't ask for speed bumps.
Well, she did.
We asked for the machine to come in to track.
I didn't ask for that.
Huh?
I didn't ask for speed bumps. I said Acres put speed bumps in. So therefore, they cut down Randall to get the outboard.
Okay, and we've asked for the thing we put up there because we have people speeding down there. I mean, we stand out there and we yell at them. I mean, what else are we supposed to do? There's children in that neighborhood.
So you're asking for the speed bumps to be taken off of Acres?
No.
You just want more police department up there and speed signs put up?
No.
You know how they move that little machine around that shows speed and everything?
I sure do.
Half of these people say that they are not speeding. Now, trust me, they are speeding, okay? I drive down there every day. I know what 25 is. And when I watch them go by, they are not going.
We have speeding problems like that all around the city, and that's why we move those signs. And we now have four of them that we move all around the city. We'll be happy to move them there. And the city can order more law, more speed enforcement in your neighborhood, which I'm sure the chief is going to do now that he's heard your discussion.
And if you want, I'll get license numbers from some of these that are chronic speeders, and I'd be happy to turn them over.
You can turn them in, but the police need to witness them, and they need to be...
Well, I'm just saying, you know, if you want, everybody will call every time that they do it, and I, you know, that worked years ago, and I guess we'll have to do that again. But what I want to know is, has anybody studied what impact this is going to have? Like I say, because I've lived there 28 years. I do not want to see my property, you know, we already took a hit with this last thing going on, all right? We try to keep our properties up. And now we're going to get dumped on again, okay?
I don't think that's been determined yet. That's what this meeting and this vote is about.
Right.
I need to turn the chair back over to Mr. Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Okay. Do you have anything else about this?
No, I just, like I say, you know,
I just don't like
that nothing gets said about anything. Okay, that would be a great place to build something. Well, hell, I could do that with a couple of beers with a neighbor, but that doesn't make it right.
John Bolster, 5906 Glasgow Road. And the reason I'm talking to you is my father-in-law has been a resident of Cushman for 69 years. And we go over that way a lot. As far as traffic, my wife can attest to a T-bone accident at the corner of Acres and Monroe Street, Monroe and Alexis. But the concern about the water runoff, since we've lived on our house on Alaska, we have never had water run under the highway, up across our neighbor's backyard, down our street until this year. So the concern is where does all the runoff go? Because we certainly didn't expect that. There was homes on our street that were flooded. And we do understand it came from pumping water from that side into a creek. The creek has a connection from one side to the other across 23, filled up our backyards. And we had water on two sides of us, or three sides of us, actually. So I'm concerned about what they're going to do with water.
Thank you. We're about out of time. You've all heard the comments. I think we understand your opposition. Is there anything new or different that you want to comment about, or are you ready to have us discuss this a little bit? Yes. Maybe two.
Chris Bueller, and I live at 5951 Acres Road at Acres and Sugar Hill. My concern is the crime in the neighborhood. A medical office building, probably not going to impact, except for the kids that used to use the dentist office to do the skateboarding. But you're saying rezoning, and maybe it's a medical office building. What if it is a bar? What if it is a Starbucks? You know, they're not open 24 hours a day, as I understand the business of our neighbors. I mean, Alexis, sorry. So what about the crime impact going into the neighborhoods? I know two gentlemen that live on Acres who are up in age, who are concerned about break-ins and things. They live alone. They're already talking about it with the businesses that are there and the kids coming in.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Yes.
I'm sorry. My name is Jude Beckman Derringer. I've lived in my house 38 years.
I've raised my children there. I actually got my house in a divorce action, and it was appraised at $32,000 and unmarketable. I've invested money in my property. I've updated it. I've made it desirable. It's a nice neighborhood. All these people here have invested. That's their asset, their biggest asset, probably. And he's looking to bring in a building that's going to bring down our property values. And that's not going to do us at work. For him, maybe it's not much, but for us, it's what all we have. Most of us are not willing to leave him. We can't afford to leave.
Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, I'm Judy Zenever. I live at 5646 Balfour, which is the corner of Randall and Balfour. We keep hearing about a long-term plan that there is here at the city, and the city owns that big property at the corner on Alexis. If the city owns that property, is that going to be sold to him? Is he going to be able to develop that whole thing? Or is that going to be something else, and then we're going to have to worry about eminent domain because you're going to do something else with that property? Let me
just say this, okay? None of that is on the table. All we're talking about is rezoning these two parcels. There is a land use plan that has been was developed a number of years ago that shows this area along Alexis to be a gateway commercial development in the long term. But none of that happens without a zoning change. So there are no specific plans for that development, and all we're considering right now is this change of these parcels along Acres.
So it's just the three. So the zoning change is not going to change the whole any
no.
part of it.
Does. But we've heard the concern about creep and commercial creep. I think we've heard that.
Okay.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Matthew Archambault, we live at 5750 Cushman. My wife, Nicole Christel, and our four children. We've lived on Cushman 2.5 years, but we lived on Acres Road for another 13 years in the community. I also represent other families, totaling 24 people who weren't able to make it today because this was scheduled during the Hillview open house at the elementary, so we couldn't make it. I just have a brief statement that I prepared. It says, we need to make Sylvania more enticing and rewarding for businesses. Commercial property and its availability is not the problem. Staying in business in Sylvania seems to be a problem, however. We need to increase their customers. What Sylvania needs is people, not businesses. We need to improve traffic. We need to ensure that a vehicle can get through Sylvania without stopping at a minimum of 3 traffic lights. We need more signage on the freeway to pull more customers. We should consider putting a freeway sound barrier, Welcome to Sylvania Wall, along that corridor of 23. Sylvania is a place for families. We pride ourselves on our community, our selflessness, our family structure, and most importantly, our schools. There's rarely a vacant property in Sylvania, residential-wise, because of the incredible value that our schools provide our community. When you get a diploma from Sylvania Northview or Southview, excuse me, it means more than a diploma from another school. It means that you've lived in a community that took pride in you and vice versa. How is removing 3 homes from our community going to benefit any of us? Do we need another gas station pumping fumes into our neighborhood? Is there a bank in the Toledo area that isn't already represented? Do we need a liquor store? More doctor offices when there's already plenty of vacant offices available. I know we addressed the fact that moving east down Alexis isn't a concern, but there are plenty of doctor offices available. what could we possibly put in that location that would magically do better than every other business we've had in Sylvania? We can't keep a KFC or a Burger King open. KFC just put $14 million into a spokesman to dress up like the Colonel and tell us, talk to us on TV, but we can't even keep a restaurant open in a thriving community. I believe in free market, and to a point, I believe that people should be allowed to do essentially what they please with their property. However, we are not individuals. We are a community. More importantly, we are a city, and we have laws, an elected commission, and zoning ordinances for this very reason. Bulldozing these homes, closing these streets, and essentially destroying an entire section of the community is wrong, and we're here today to make our voices heard. Please don't destroy our homes or our neighborhood. We may not be the highest class neighborhood in Sylvania. We may not have the same average household income as the outer parts of Sylvania, but we are your fellow citizens all the same. When they bought that property so many years ago, they bought residential property in a residential zone, period. Just because you have 100 feet or so of Alexis Road frontage doesn't entitle you to skirt the laws and rules that we have in place over to protect our neighborhoods. I do appreciate the fact they're trying to do it the proper way. However, we're here to voice our opinion on the matter. Threatening to shut down a major access street, Randall Road. In the initial, a year ago or so, they had talked about closing down Randall Road. The only way we could access our home is to drive all the way down Acres, go to Sunrise Circle, come back.
Well, you understand that's not
I understand. I understand. Okay. But it's an impact that I think that the zoning needs to consider. I said, we won't patron a business that destroyed our homes in order to exist. We will not reroute our entire neighborhood, putting our peace of mind and children's safety at risk simply to placate the interest of one individual. If they are not happy with the residential property that they purchased, then let them sell the residential property that they purchased to other residents. There is a line as long as the city of Toledo of people who aren't ashamed of Sylvania, waiting to become a member of our community. Please vote no to rezone.
Thank you. Okay. Members of council, do you have any comments that you want to make, or are you ready for me to wrap up? Sandy?
I would like to say something. I am very happy that you are all here tonight, because most of the time when we're here by ourselves, trying to do the city business, trying to do the things that we hope our citizens want us to do. But to see the seats all filled, standing room only, we don't see that very often. And we do listen when people come in and talk to us. We still have to make the decisions that we think are best. That's what we're here to do for the whole community. What I'm not saying I'm for or against you. I'm telling you thank you for coming in here tonight, because it means a lot when we see people who care about their neighborhoods in this wonderful community of Sylvania, Ohio.
Anyone else? If not, I think we've heard you very clearly, and we understand what our neighbors think about land use is matters to this council. So I am going to move within the committee that we ask our law director to prepare legislation denying the zoning change for our consideration at our next meeting. Members of the committee, all in favor, signify. Yes, Mark, would you like
to
comment?
Yeah, I think in response to that, I wasn't necessarily expecting that you were going to make a recommendation to vote against, but I do think that it speaks to what I would say in terms of the current request is a little too open-ended for me. I think that the fact that it doesn't include a site plan, doesn't really include any kind of traffic flow analysis for us, is problematic to me. I quite honestly think that a request from R2 to B2 is awfully broad. Mr. Parker talked about the medical building across the street. I am told that that's B1B zoning, which is substantially more controlled than what the current request is. So I'm more than happy to keep the conversation going if the folks making the request want to come back with more specifics. But on the other hand, they can reapply, correct? So if we
Eventually, not right away. I mean, this has been pending for a year. This is one of the things that I think it is a year hiatus. Now, I'm not suggesting that we act on this tonight. I'm suggesting that we direct our law director to prepare legislation denying this request to change. Our next meeting is the 9th of September. If the petitioners want to take some other action in the interim,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have that opportunity to mm-hmm. approach us. But
okay, well,
But I think it's pretty clear that we're not going to approve this particular zone.
As presented, right.
As presented.
Yeah, I certainly agree with that. So if you want to go ahead and recommend that we ask her to prepare legislation and take no other action, that's fine. I would like to say for the record, though, that for me to get enthusiastic about this proposal, I would need to see a site plan. I would need to see a traffic study, not only of Alexis Road, but the interior traffic. I would like to have us go back and take a look at the historical nature of the neighborhood. I think the gentleman who lives in the 1897 house reminded me that we have a historical house inventory here in Sylvania that we paid to have done a number of years ago. I'd like to take a look at that. And I'd like to hear from the law director about the options that the party making the request has under a more restrictive request to B1B instead. I just like to know what that looks like. So if we go ahead and have to consider a requested legislation that you've asked for next time, I'm not going to get enthusiastic about that until we can base that on the provisions that I just talked about.
And obviously, if the proposal changes, we'll address a change proposal.
Reset the clock,
petitioner
right.
has been interested in moving forward with this petition, and I'm going to call for a vote
yeah.
on the motion. We have a motion and a second. Mark, Sandy, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? So we will report on that at our meeting and ask the law director to prepare the legislation.
And Mr. Hingham, can you make sure it's clear to everybody what it means when the committee makes a motion to go to council so that everyone knows what happened tonight and what the process is going forward?
This is, although we're all up here, this is actually a committee meeting of Mr. Lukey, Mrs. Hussman, Mrs. Capellini, and I. We will make a recommendation to council at our meeting, which will start as quickly as possible after we finish this, to have the law director prepare legislation for the meeting on September 9th. We are not going to act on this request tonight. Okay, and we haven't acted by making this recommendation, but that's going to be we need to have legislation prepared so that we could act at our next meeting. I hope that's clear. I know it's the wheels of government are not always fast, but we are moving forward.
Be advised, Doug, that you're not going to have a full council next time. I'm going to be gone.
Okay.
So any numbers that you need, any votes that you need to count,
right. And that's important because we would need five votes to reject the recommendation of our planning commission. All our meetings are public. Every meeting that we have, committee meeting, council meetings, those are all public. And our next council meeting is September 9th at 7:30. Okay? So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
And our zoning annexation meeting is adjourned. Thank you.